Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with First News, Smart Talk, All Day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. The weather is beautiful out there. I hope that everybody is having an awesome Sunday. Bonsoir, tout auditeur, auditrice, qui fréquent sur Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec animatrice communauté haïtienne Lady T. C'est un plaisir pour moi pour me là avec nous dans émission ça pour nous à nous parler ensemble, émission qui là pour communauté haïtienne, émission qui là pour informer et éduquer. Okay, this is a show that we do to inform and educate the Haitian community. For those that always said, Lady T, where can I listen to you? I told you over and over. Streaming, we are streaming live. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Download it. Download the app on your phone or mobile devices. You can stay connected with us. And you can also go back and listen to all of my shows. Of course, Cable Bahamas Channel 969, okay, or BTC Flow Channel 612. So there is no excuse, of course. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are there all day, every minute. Okay, today I would like to touch, this has been going around on social media, and I saw an interview on Zen and S about it, so I want to just talk a little bit about it, about the Mervy Knowles situation. I think she's the owner of Home Away From Home in Freeport. Like, really, that situation is a mess. I watched the interview with Clint Watson where they said that she had a patient that has dementia, and the lady signed her home to her, also her NIB, her as the beneficiary for NIB, and it is alleged also that she may have signed her life insurance to her. I don't know. That's kind of strange because I'm thinking, you know, Home Away From Home. I just love that slogan to say, hey, you would leave your family member, your loved ones at a facility where, you know, they're going to care for them and they're going to take care of them and they're going to love them the way that you love them. And something like that happened. Really and truly, that lady is not aware of anything she was doing. I feel like that's just taking advantage and that's going over the top. That's really going to the extreme. If you want to be a part of this great conversation this evening, there is no need to wait. You can call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. What are your thoughts on the Mervy Knowles situation that, you know, in Grand Bahama, I think that is sickening. I think that is unacceptable, uncalled for, untrustworthy. It's really terrible. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, comment nous y est? Et je dis, m'a parlé de situation qui te fait, excusez-moi, à Freeport, Grand Bahama, côté Gonfi, qui est le Mervy Knowles, et qui gagne un côté qui est le Kaimoué, en dehors Kaimoué. C'est comme ça, m'kwe. Côté arrêté et côté il y a une fille qui était parce que côté il y a ce côté qui kembe et grand monde qui pas ca te qui était à yo famille à yo la gen moun sa yo nan main puis prend soin moun sa yo et me croit yo paye chaque mois pas connaissez de chaque mois chaque semaine but yo paye et yo la gen tout moun a yo nan main ay est-ce que comprendre pour prendre soin à yo pendant yo nan travail pendant yo kapa la jan situation ya mais ça que fait c'est lui même lui mette non Kayla non Kayfia sous non ay est-ce que comprendre fille malade il y a une maladie côté il pas qu'à changer bien est-ce que comprendre so il prend Kayla il mette non lui il signe il fait fille signe Kayla sous non lui et automatiquement tout il dit pas stop là il fait fi a signer assurance les sous non les côtés les mêmes c'est les mêmes qui était en charge pour fi a et il dit comme ça tout gain assurance que lui même il fait et assurance ou qu'on est assurance pour les mourir assurance privé assurance excusez-moi privé lui et il fait fi a tout signer sous assurance lui côté lui même il gain contrôle toute bagaille ça yo ben she had control of everything. I don't know if the family was aware of it, but she said she had talked to the pastor and a brother-in-law, and they agreed. But even if they did, that is really way, way too much to my, you know, something like that, especially if persons trust you to leave their loved ones in your care. And as I listened to the interview, it says the granddaughter don't even live here. Apparently, she works in the United States, and, you know, not until she came back. And the lady moved into the Grammy house, you know, and the granddaughter said they may not have the best, you know, relationship. But at the end of the day, it is her grandmother. And, you know, it was uncalled for, untrustworthy, unacceptable for Murphy Knowles to do. And that's shame on her, because when you do things like that, who's going to trust you to have the you take care of their loved ones? When you have this nice slogan that says home away from home, and yet it is a disaster. Like, come on. And we have to learn to be honest and truthful when we're doing something. Nothing you do in the dark don't come to light once God is still God, which is He is. So it's always good to be careful and know what you're doing. And especially trying to be wicked, because if you look at this, this is unjustified, you know, unjustified, really and truly. You know, we went too far. And as I listened to the interview, you had some persons which were very disturbed and said, you know, she may have done that before with other patients. They need to look and do autopsies on persons who died and so on and so forth. You cannot do something like that. That's terrible. You know, I can't even imagine anybody doing that to my loved ones, and to say, you know, you're supposed to be the person that I trust them in your hands. Like, how am I going to be sure if you're not going to do anything else to them if you can do that? How am I even sure they are safe in your care? That's another story, you know, because if you can trying to take all their possession or their assets by putting it on your name, but it had to call for somebody. She had to have some people in place to do those kind of things, because NIB, maybe her lawyer should have advised her that it was wrong. And I'm sure he didn't, because if he did, she wouldn't. Maybe she would, but I'm just saying her lawyer should have advised her better, so she wouldn't have do something, you know, that wicked. That's the only way that I can, that's the only word, excuse me, that I can come up with, because that is really, 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 really disgusting. You know, that's terrible. So, you know, I don't know, but I also would like to talk about, the immigration department has been doing a good job, an awesome job with the roundups. I know my fellow citizens have been seeing the same thing that I have been seeing, but, you know, those ones that graduated, I think, last month, congratulations to them, the immigration officers that passed out. They're already on the road, and they are doing their jobs. And that I am happy with. Because I am always, always, and forever will be against anybody that is here illegally. Okay? Anybody who is living here in this country must be here the right way. Point blank. That don't even call for any discussion. But at the same time, I want the new officers who just graduated, I don't know if it was them or it was in them, but I want them to carry out their mission and carry out the exercises in the proper way. Also, because it has come to my attention that whilst they were doing a round up, I think it would have been on Robinson Road, they beat up a guy, you know, who they was trying to catch. They beat him up, bloody his mouth, which is not good. Not good at all. Okay, just do your job, which are you put here to do. But do not do anything else you're not supposed to do. Do not take advantage of the power that is given to you. Do not abuse the power that is given to you. Okay? I have no problem with the job you guys are doing. And I would say I appreciate it. It has to be done. I see your presence on the streets and everywhere that I go. It's good. And remember, people, even if we are citizens, you should always have your ID on you that determines who you are, you know, to identify yourself. So please, again, whilst you do your job, do it with respect. Okay? Do it with dignity and integrity, which is very important. I'm back on the community I see. Pour mon qui là et qui a écouté émission gagne immigration qui était dans la rue quoi jeudi passé me myself when I was going to Cable Beach, this would have been on Thursday, and I saw a lot of them on the road côté moi même tout l'aime t'a parlé Cable Beach jeudi passé me t'ai un pile immigration dans la rue. So, s'il vous plaît, si tu es en train de faire travail là bien, est-ce que vous comprenez? Tout officiel d'immigration fait travail là bien. Le finito, pas abuser pour nous gagner, pour nous maltraiter les gens, par les gens boxal, box, comment dit ça? Box, boxer les gens, si c'est le light avec eux. Écoutez, nous avons un coup. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Ça pas bon. On pas d'accord avec bagay comme ça même côté pour vous a bay moun kou la moun yo vini et pour pas gagne respect pour moun yo ça pas bon. And if you are here, right, and you are here illegally, please get yourself sorted out, go to immigration and apply for a work permit. If they deny you, they don't normally give you 21 days to leave the country. Do the necessary best thing, leave the country. But I would advise everyone to be here the proper way. Make life easy for all of us. Ma encourage tout moun ki la, s'il vous plaît, bat pou la avec papier ou pou légaliser tête. Ça vraiment vraiment important. Parce que l'immigration pas joué, ou gen combien de immigration qui fait un gradé mois passé, yo pas joué même. Ok, yo prend ça sérieux, yo prend ça vraiment vraiment sérieux, et y a pas arrêté, y a fait un pile arrestation. Et so, s'il vous plaît, rangez ça. Pas dit non. Ranger ça, bat pour nous mettre tête en nous, souhaite bat pour nous ranger situation pour tête en nous. Car en gens, les pas doué. And then for persons who have, you know, anybody working for you, if somebody is working for you, they're supposed to have a work permit, a spouse permit, or permanent residency, whatever that is, that they use in order to be here in this country, to work here in this country. I've had different persons that I encounter on a daily basis, and everybody come and tell me their story for what reason, I don't know, but anyhow, right? And somebody told me a little story, it would have been within the same, I think Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. And they came to me and somebody that I know, right? And they we're not that close, but I know them. From somebody else. So, and they was telling me that apparently they have this work permit that they paid. They normally pay the boss. So the boss can, I guess, whatever they make and they would save, because the work permit is 2,000 now, but I heard that it's going up plus VAT now. That's what I'm hearing. I have to confirm. And they're going to add VAT to it. But anyhow, the person said the work permit came out. It was approved. The boss sent them the letter and told them, hey, your work permit is approved and I'm going to need you to pay for it, because, you know, they give you a certain time to pay for your work permit. And the person said when the boss sent them the amount, I think, because, you know, you have to pay for NIB. Your NIB have to be straight in order to get your work permit, because they go hands in hand. They go together. And the person said they had sent a sum of $3,600 to their boss. And the boss never paid. Never paid for their work permit. Now, there are some cases where it's like that. But please stop abusing your workers. If you're not the one that's in charge of paying for their work permit, and it's them that's giving you their money, their hard-earned working money, the least you can do is pay for the work permit. You know, even though you're the boss, you have some bosses that the workers work for them, and they're going to be like, okay, I'm not just going to go pay for your work permit like that. Okay, I'm going to need whatever to go on, you know, NIB and go to immigration. That's a lot. Because the lines can be long sometimes, and sometimes the system is down, then you got to go to cash and go and pay, because they don't accept any cash down there at immigration, right? And you may feel that way, that they need to give you something for you to do so. Let them know. Just let them know. Instead of, you, do you know what is $3,600 that somebody already paid and thinking that you going to go there and pay for their work permit, but you use that money to do God knows with that? That's very cruel. Very, very cruel. And the person said, Lady T, I had to save this money, go in a little ISU, try save this money, because, you know, I have to pay this every year. And I had to save this money in order to give it to my boss to pay for me. Now immigration is so hot up on the road, what am I going to do? He said, well, you have to reach out to your boss and talk to your boss and see what your boss is going to do about it, because you already give your boss the money. And of course, he's supposed to pay that, because how else are you going to work for him? If you don't have a work permit, you can't go to work. He's responsible for you. Remember, the boss is all responsible for you. They're responsible for everything that concerns you, because it's them that signed your work permit. And we do have a lot of businesses that's taking advantage of people. A lot. Not paying their NIB, not paying their for their work permit. Come on. We want people to do right, but we ourselves are not doing the right thing. Let's be law-abiding citizens, and let's help this country grow. Let's do our part, which is very important. Et j'aime t'expliquer comment de te ba même gain un monde qui me connaît, well on lot monde te connaît, but il est trop dit mali et qui t'a dit comme ça comment il te ba boss à $3,600 pour boss là te payer pour papier pour lui, boss là prend tout comme la boss là pas jamais payer papier à pour lui. Ça son bagage qui vraiment mal, parce que si mon nombre toute l'argent ça $3,600 papier c'est $2,000. En sinon là c'est 1000 combien encore, il y a 1500 pour même ou pas payer pour papier monde, ça il pas bon, même ça pas un bon magaille même. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Et grand pile monde il y a fait habit comme ça, grand pile monde qui tombé dans situation ça encore une situation qui vraiment pas belle, parce que pour mon n'a travail dit il n'a tiré soi. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Mon natire, il n'a tiré soi. La travail dit pour la ba on boss. Tout l'argent, ça pour boss la vole l'argent. Pour pas payer, vous voulez.
L'email pour les machins, c'est 323-722-325-42-16, 325-42-59. C'est l'email pour nous, relem. Assoyez, s'il vous plaît, tout le monde qui est branché. Et relem, pour nous parler de ça, parce que je crois c'est un magay qui est vraiment pas bon. Pour que les gens capables de biseau comme ça, pour que les gens capables voler comme ça, pour que les gens capables utiliser comme ça, li pas en bonne situation, li pas bon même. So m'ta souhaité si ou même ou konnen moun ki nan situation sa ou même ou nan situation sa rele nou la nan radio pou nou fonti parler de ça because quand pile moun quand pile boss k'ap fè ça m pa d'accord avec bagay sa m konnen nou pa nou kapab li parler nou di moun nan pap si yen pou nou encore pot chache yon lot moun se pa li sel ki konsiye il ka fè panse se li sel ki konsiye ou se pa li sel ki konsiye chache yon lot moun si te konsa bagay ou chache yon lot moun pou siye pou nou. Nous comprenons ça, mais nous ne sommes pas d'accord avec ça. S'il vous plaît, relez-nous en nous faisant parler de ça pour nous échanger nous-mêmes, nous arranger ça. Est-ce que nous comprenons? Nous sommes d'accord avec ça pour nous-mêmes nous arranger ça. Nous connaissons pas pile bagaille, nous avons fait de ça. Nous arranger ça, il n'y a pas de sens pour nous, nous n'avons pas besoin nous comme ça. Nous avons travaillé, nous avons tiré ça. Nous avons fait famille, nous avons occupé, nous avons fait des papiers chers dans le pays. Be sure, but be sure to do that because I don't think you guys are aware of this. If you have a work permit, well, let's say you had a work permit in 2021, right? No, let me go back a little bit. Let's say you had a work permit in 2018, right? And the work permit was approved, let's say, for until 2000, and sometimes they may approve it for 2 years, depends, sometimes it's a year. And if it's 2 years, they double the price of what you're supposed to pay, you know, the yearly, it'll be double to that 2 years, right? So you get it in 2018 and they give you a work permit for until 2020, right? So in 2020, well, in 2018, you already paid, of course. In 2020, when the work permit is expired, You have to apply again. You have to apply again for a new work permit. In 2020 for 2021, you have to submit your applications again at the immigration department. You have to. And if you fail to do so, I'm going to give you a little, I don't think a lot of you know that. If you fail to do so, so you would have, let's say this is 2024. So if you were issued a work permit, it expired in 2020. And then so you, 2021, 2, 3, 4. So you didn't apply. You actually here illegally. And if you applied again with the new application, you then have to pay for the years that you didn't have it. Because it's not their fault that you didn't apply. You should have known that. Should have known that, of course. If it expired, means you have to pay for the years to come. So please, spare yourself from that expense. And just follow the law. If your work permit is expired in 2020, 2021, I'm just giving you a different example, 2022, 2023, whatever, apply for the new work permit right away. Don't even wait till it expired. If you know it's going to expire, if you know you have 2-3 months on it, go and put in for your new application. Let your boss sign for your new application to put in for your work permit. That is very important. Very, very, very important. Don't wait because when you wait, then they're going to go charge you for the years you didn't pay, which is only fair because, you know, it's your responsibility to make sure and your boss' responsibility, I would hope. If you have a boss, they'll communicate with you and don't be like, you know, the other person who I talked about, their boss stealing their money of, you know, money that they supposed to pay for their work permit. That's terrible. And so
Your boss is supposed to inform you, hey, when you're supposed, they're supposed to be on you, when you're supposed to pay. Hey, like, your work permit is expiring in 3-4 months, and, you know, I want you to put your newest application ahead of time so we can get this ball rolling. So you don't be behind and paying the extra fees for the years that you didn't pay for. Because, of course, they're going to charge you. Est-ce que nous comprenons? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Est-ce que nous comprenons? Si vous avez un papier qui est en dedans, ou pas de payer pour papier ça, yo. Papier a été, ou t'es appliqué pour papier depuis 2020. Ou appliqué pour papier en 2020, oui? Quand y a là, ou papier a été bon nouveau papier en 2020, 21, 22 pour 2 ans. Quand y a, dans 2000, on va dire dans 2022. Automatiquement, c'est pour appliquer pour nouveaux papiers. Est-ce que nous comprenons? Si vous même là, ou pas appliquer pour nouveaux papier ça, ou te gagne à l'expirer, ça veut dire toujours dans pays illégal, ou toujours là illégal, ou pas carrément là illégal, l'avenir tout, si pas appliquer, y a charge pour tout. Y a charge pour tout temps yo ou même ou pas t'appliquer ou pas payer y a charge pour tout temps ça yo m'vle pour comprendre ça so sougen ou si papier était expiré dans 2022 y a charge ou pas payer pour 2024 et 2022 ou appliquer encore pour papier qu'on y a si au bon papier pour 2 ans payer $4,000 mais si t'es pour 1 an y a pour payer 2000 pour toujours gain pour payer pour papier ou pas payer pour yo déjà est-ce que nous comprenons ça m'a dit 2020 ou te gain papier ou appliquer dans 2022 et papier a expiré l'homme dit bon pas faire ça avec clair pour nous papier a expiré dans 2021 on pas jamais appliquer pour papier quand yo gain 2022 2023 2024 ou gain 3 ans papier à payer ça veut dire payer $3,000 $1,000 pour chaque papier plus assurance plus the insurance I didn't even put that on your insurance and you pay your insurance based on how much you make per week that determines on how much insurance you pay when you apply for your work permit so definitely they're going to put that in it so it wouldn't even be the 2000 I wasn't even calculating that so it'll be about 3600 37 depends on how much you make and I'm sure none of you wants to do something like that to pay for all that one time, or you gonna get that money one time? Quand t'as pas une qualité l'argent ça on self go. So c'est ça qui fait important, vraiment important pour nous cible loi pays, pour nous payer papier, nous pour nous payer assurance, nous les gouvernement, on les et mon dans notre travail avec la dit nous, c'est pour nous même tout nous checker sur ça, parce que c'est monde qui pas bon monde, il pas checker pour nous. Quel monde qui pas bon monde qui mêlé à ou sous te payer sous pas payer même si c'est eux même qui boss ou côté nous t'entendez me dire comme ça gagne un monde qui te travaille avec un monde on a même pour $3,600 pas jamais payer pas payer OK so you guys are still tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smile Talk I will be right back after this break
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your buddy Jerez.
It's me now, Foggy D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
Seyen epi Chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pou radiografie. Tale, se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous rezultat. Sa vle di, entre soti. Si test depi stajou moutwe ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taja. Kounya la menm. Ou bien, rele nou na 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou na 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien visite lokasyon nou Kamakelod, Chaudia.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9
FM. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk. Smart Talk all day. I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. For those who are just tuning in, we are talking about immigration, the roundups and the follow-up that they, you know, the roundups that they've been doing for these last few days. And we are happy with the work that they're doing, but do it accordingly and do it with respect. That has always been my number one concern. At the end of the day, they are still humans, human beings, so we must also treat them that way. Okay, so you can join in the conversation if you want, would like to be a part of this conversation. You can just call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And also talking about some of these bosses that, you know, signed the work permits. They're not doing right by the employees. And so all of that is very important because that's the only way we can move forward in this country properly if we are doing the right thing. Okay. Et communauté haïtienne, bonsoir pour moun ki fè un branché, m'arrive tan patando, mais m'arrive tan patando. Côté
mam koute nou pou moun ki branche Kamake Lod, moun ki branche Foxil, moun ki branche Market Suite, moun ki branche Fellison Suite, moun ki branche Fountain Road Kotoye ya ou branche, ni moun ki Freeport tou, moun ki Freeport branche, moun Abaco, kin pot kote nou ye ya, li important pou nou rele emisyon pa nou, emisyon communauté haïtien ki la pou l'informe et edike nou de sa kap fèt nan peyi ya. Et ma evita, m'a dit encore m'a pas tendo fè m'tendo ba mon ti bri parce que m'konnen toujours toujours tande emisyon an, c'est pour rele emisyon parce que c'est emisyon pou li. Et m'dou encore, va sa lèm gen tike pou rele nou, pou c'est pour rele. OK? So n'a parlé de immigration, jan pou comporter tête ou nan peyi ya. Jan pou rete nan peyi ya pou viv. OK, nou pa gen kras problème avec moun si moun nan la si moun nan la legally. OK, bon, nou pa bezwen moun ki la illegal. And also if you would like to if you don't want to call, you can go on our text line which is 422-4796. Our text line is open. Et si vous voulez voir un petit text message tout, ou ka voye nan 422-47-96, OK? 422-47-96. Si ou pa gen, ou ka pa gen télévision, ou pa gen internet, ou kan jamagay la, ou ka voye un petit message pou partager des conversations pour nan conversation an nou an parce que li tellement vraiment vraiment important pour nous connaître loi pays a pour nous connaître Jean pays a comporté Jean importé so li important li important and as we are coming to the final days of this definitely was still is breast cancer awareness month the whole month of October and so please go to Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center pour moun ki pou ko ale go there and get your breast check. It is very, very important. They do have a special for the entire month of October. I think you can catch, you have a few more days until Thursday. Thursday is the last day. And so you still have days to go and catch the special and get your breast checkup, ladies. It's important to know, you know, about your health, especially breasts. And so we've had a lot of women in this country with the same situation, with the same problem. We are so grateful too that a lot of them pull through and fight it. God is good. So for us who, well, I wouldn't say us because to God be the glory, I do get mine's check. It's important to get yours check and don't wait too late. Sometimes you can detect the problem at an early stage before it get worse. So go and get that check. Please do not wait. Do not slunk. You know how y'all say, don't slunk on it. Okay, don't take that for granted. Go whilst they have the special. Go and get your breast check, ladies. And know your status. That's very important. Know your status. Know how your body is feeling. Know, you know, what's going on with you. And if something happened, God forbid, or something is going on, you will be able to detect that quickly and deal with it very quickly and get the treatment that you will need. Okay, so go to Fort Terrace. They have 3 locations to serve you. And so don't hesitate. Their doors is always open. The best service in town and best prices also. Go and get that checkup before Thursday. At this reasonable price right now that they have for the entire month of October. So if you missed out, you can still catch them, okay? Because today is only the 27th, and, you know, we still have a few more days left. So you can set your appointment tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. Just go before Thursday, all right? Et pour moun ki branche yo, m'ap di nou encore, s'il vous plaît, range sa fè nou. Pas arrêter là, ça n'a pas gagné rien, parce que immigration pas bichoué. I'm going to preach about this again, over and over again. I already sent the number, 422-4796. Do not private message me, please. Spam message me privé, parce que m'voye l'email pour nous relayer. M'voye l'email pour nous relayer radio. Nous trop timide.
I don't know why, but not what's in me. I don't know why y'all don't like to call the show. But it's nothing to be scared of, okay? Stop being so scary. Nothing to be scared of. Just voice your opinion. That's all. This is a free country. If you want to voice your opinion, it is fine. Don't never be scared. And please don't be on my phone. That's why I send y'all the text line so y'all can go on that. Okay, but let me see the question. Okay, par message moi, na téléphone moi, s'il vous plaît. Envoyez text line là, qui c'est 4 422 47 96. Not my phone. Oh my, not my phone. Okay. Okay, the question is, this mix right up. Oh, I'm going to have to take my time to read this. Okay, the question, okay, what you want to say is, no. Okay, the question is, if you have a boss that you working for, if you could work for somebody else, no. No, I understand what you're trying to say, no. Sugeon Moon. If you have a boss, your boss that signed your work permit, right? That should be the only boss that you work for. Unless they give you permission to go, they could write a letter stating that they are sending you to do something, you know, somewhere else for somebody else. That would be their permission. If they give you a permission, I hope I'm saying this right. But if they give you permission to do so, that should be, I hope that should be fine. But according to the laws, that should be the only person that you work for. But they may have, you know, some work and they said, Ted Lee have some work to be done. I'm going to write a letter saying I'm going to entrust you in Ted Lee's hand for you to go and do the work for her, you know, for a week or maybe 2 weeks. Or however long is the work, is the job. But that's how it should be. You are not supposed to work for no one else. You are only supposed to work for the person that signed, again, that signed your work permit. Okay? Nobody else you should work for. Just muna ki siye. Muna prele mi dim ko sa, eske, eske zemi vwe mesaj ba mi dim eske, I ka travay pou on lot moun. Si yon moun si yon papi li, no, that's not possible, that's not supposed to happen. Sa pa posib, I pa dwe fet, ou pa dwe travay pou yon lot moun. Eske kompon, ou pa dwe travay pou yon lot moun, si ou gen yon moun ki si yon papi yo, se avek moun sa, ou si pose travay. Eske kompon, si ou travay avek yon lot moun, moun sa dwe bo permisyon pou travay avek lot moun sa. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Ok. Est-ce que nous attendons samedi? Nous ne connaissons pas, nous parfois on a parlé, nous pas attendre, mais nous faisons comme si nous ne comprenons pas, mais c'est comme ça, l'idée, ok? So, s'il vous plaît, pas faire ça. C'est comme ça, l'idée, s'il vous plaît, la finit tout par message, moi, je vais dire ça. Pa mesaj mwen, se pou nou mesaj nan telefon nan mou ban nou a. I give all the number. Se pou nou mesaj. Regle afer an nou, make sure everything is straight with you. Go and apply. Paske anko, immigration pa pjwe yo nan la ria. Yap travay, yap lite pou pi ya. Spesyalman ti jen immigration yo. They listen to me, they vibrant and they full of energy. I went to immigration the other day and I'm like, oh wow. Yes, they're going to work. They mean business. And slapping up, buddy. As we would say, right? They means business. So, lunches after no fix. Fix it, people. Fix it. I'm going to preach again and again. Fix it. Lunches after no. If you're here illegally, you are to fix that situation right now. Okay, tomorrow the office open at Nicing at 9 a.m. Call your boss, the person who signed for you. Akanshi sa, ale. Immigration, fell applique pour appliquer pour papier. Ça vraiment important. That is why
you have some business establishments. One of my friends was telling me that they went at a certain company. I'm not going to mention which company, but they went to a certain company, and with their work permit, they wanted to work. They said they're not taking nobody with no work permit. I was like, what? Say, no, they're not, because sometimes it can be so much confusion. I guess, you know, some of these big, big companies, if they're not the ones that give you or that sign your work permit, they don't want to be caught up in that situation, because sometimes it can be, you know, it can be a little mix-up situations you may be involved in, so they don't want to be caught up in that. So I believe that's why when my friend said, yeah, they're not taking anybody, I'm like, what? I was shocked, but then after that I explained to him, I said, that's probably the reason they're not taking it, because, you know, sometimes it can be a lot of mix-up, a lot of things. That's why they're not doing so, taking anybody with work permits. So that's all. I don't think it's nothing personal, but it's because of that they're not taking people with work permit also. Parce que ou travail pour moun sa, lo gade ou vle travail pour moun sa, so yo pa d'accord avec ça. C'est ça qui fait ça. C'est ça qui fait yo pa prend moun ki gen papier, parce que gen des fois gen moun ki signé pour ou. Moun nan signé pour ou, bon moun nan pa même là même, ça son l'autre problème. Les moun nan pa là, bon ça fait. Est-ce que vous comprenez? So tout ça yo konté, moun nan pa vle pour il n'a problème, so il pa vle pour gros compagnie yo di yo pa prend moun ki gen papier, yo prend moun ki gen résidence, ak yo prend moun ki marié, yo pa prend moun ki e permis pour résider, yo pa prend moun pour yo pa prend moun avec papier. So ça très important, yo pa prend moun ki gen papier. So range zafè nou, range bagay yo. C'est comme ça, bagay yo, 323-62-32, 325-42-16, 325-42-59. Second question, vous voulez demander, mou kare le mission pour mande, mou di nou pa fè timide, pare le mna téléphone mwa, do not call me on my phone, call the show. Ok, call the show, stop being so scary. Ma konen pou ki sa, nap pe kon sa, but stop being so scary. Rele emisyon an. Ok, rele emisyon an, se mem emisyon yon sal bagay, yon an guardian kon ya, yon an kote ite, yon an guardian. But se mem bagay la, emisyon ki la pou mete ou alez, emisyon pou rele, pou pale, pou di sa ou vle nan emisyon li important. Ok, pou nou rele. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Guardian Radio.
Hi, love. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to share. I just come in a church.
Oh, you
what's
just...
What's going on?
Oh, okay. Oh, welcome. Mzim pata no utan dem telo menoy.
No, kon ya may na telephone. Am telephone am te feme. May na telephone am tan de mwa ekrim. Kon ya jimre le showa. Kon ya mre... Mekou mwa refize kol la.
Non, paske m nan chwa m di kon sa m patande m evita. Mem se li menm ki met emisyon. Sa se pou y toujou ele pou y wakwa m emisyon e. Paske konen le a kon ya y chanje se 6:30 pou y witeye. So m la plis tan.
Oh, akile nou komanse kon ya?
6:30 pou y witeye. Bon, di fe ou ba m plis tan kon ya.
6:30 pou y witeye?
Yes, wap toujou jwen emisyon la.
Mwen
apye
tan vini. Kom sot l'eglise m ap bwanshe.
Mersi che, m apwese sa. Pasyon bon apwa midi?
Yeah.
Ok, thank you for calling.
No problem, baby. Good night.
You too, baby. Good night.
Yeah.
Okay. My Vita probably heard me. Okay, 323-62-32, 325-42-16, 325-42-59, c'est le numéro pour nous relayer émission, pour nous mettre, pour nous bailler opinion par nous, pour nous penser, parler de ça, nous penser, m'a dit, dans situation et immigration, ça, quand m'a parlé de nous-mêmes, qui peut ranger tête en nous comme en communauté haïtienne, m'a parlé. I'm going to speak more English because I'm talking to the Asian community and I want them to get this. I want them to get this right. I want them to, everybody to be here
the proper way, with the proper documents, as they should. Okay, moun ki pa gen dokiman pa dwe la. Ou dwe la, bien. Sa se tout bagay la, se sa ki important. Ou dwe la, bien. Est-ce que vous comprenez? C'est le numéro pour nous relayer. Et moi, Smith, my co-host, he's okay, Smith.
Hello, good evening.
Smith, my co-host Smith is at Calvary. They are celebrating their church anniversary this evening, and Smith is coming on. Smith, you're reporting live from Calvary?
Yes, we live from Congregation Baptist Church from Williams Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we live from Congregation Baptist Church here, West Avenue.
Okay, they are celebrating their church anniversary or pastoral?
It's church anniversary, 52 years anniversary.
Oh, that's where you told me you was going there. How's everything going? Do they have a good crowd? Well, Smith, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Et comment wè bagay la la nan Calvary? Est-ce que tout bagay en forme, tout an pil moun nan communauté haïtien ta y supporté?
Basically, Lady P, the church is over like 150 people so far, you can see. Actually, it's a lot of people come out. So, an pil moun te vini pou assiste et second des ans anniversaire l'église sa pou tout moun ki branche et show Lady P, ki branche et Guardian Radio, let's talk together. Yeah, this afternoon, Calvary Haitian Baptist Church celebrate 52 years anniversary.
That would be Pastor
Pastor Henry Cherimé.
Oh, Pastor Henry Cherimé. Oh, congratulations to him.
Yeah, Lady T, I don't know, a lot of people who watch my live, they'll see where the choir is singing, the band is, you miss it. You know, it's good to them, to all of us can't be there, so you know you have to be in the show. So I'm came here to just, you know how it is, we're working together to make sure our community is safe, what we have to do.
Yes, and we are doing everything the right way. Well, Smith, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit, but I was talking about immigration since you was not here. You know, you're my co-host, and you told me you was going to call from the Haitian Calvary Baptist Church. So, I'm going to talk about the people who are going to get their money and the site that is illegal.
Oui, et Jean dit là, et pour tout fanatique, qui ça que nous gagnons dans la communauté, un problème qui a ravagé nous. C'est que l'agence immigration, en façon, il a prêté la communauté haïtienne. Et précisément, il me dit ça, c'est tout pour la communauté haïtienne. Il y a déjà l'agence immigration qui agit d'une façon qui n'est pas correcte, qui n'est pas dans la loi. Déjà, agence immigration, et 17 octobre, ça se passe là, et bien, dans Robinson Wood, côté quelques agences immigration, même, qui étaient débarqués dans la route là, côté que, il y a des compatriotes haïtiens qui étaient couru, ils ont vraiment maltraité les compatriotes, ça, bouche qui a coulé sang, et vraiment, ça a été fait du pour l'État, non.
Yeah, so you said, well, that's the same thing that I mentioned before you called, because I didn't have the first hand, well, I was informed, but you had the first hand information on that. That's what I spoke about. I always said, do not abuse your power. And you said again that they beat up the fella. And, you know, they burst him in his mouth. Some of his teeth and all came out. And it's uncalled for, you know, it's abusing your power. Nobody said you're not supposed to do your job. But please do it with respect. Because at the end of the day, they are still human beings.
Yes, exactly. They're still human beings. Lady, you couldn't see when those guys bring that Haitian guys, even though he was bleeding, they still like, you could understand as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's very so sad. I saw the guy. He's very bleeding. And they still like, man, it's very, I know they do
it. It was sad. The way they did it was not It was not right at all.
Yeah.
But I you said this was on the 17th. But I saw.
On the 17th, that's when Robinson Wood, those guys, it was a stop. Every cars, every business.
Yeah, they did the same
bus
thing.
Ride, bus,
They did the same thing last week too. I witnessed it when I was going to Cable Beach. But I mainly saw the young officers, the ones that just graduated. They're the ones that I saw. I would think that they would have their the senior officers would be there to already tell them what to do and how to go about it, and knowing, you know, they just start, and not to abuse their power, but to do the job properly and accordingly.
Lady T, we understand that, but they're supposed to do their job according to the law. No one above the law.
No.
I can understand that, even though they came here illegal, but some of the person they holding is the person who have a work permit before, is the person who probably have a work permit, but they didn't have probably the fund to pay it. It's those two person.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know from last week they collect like 31 Haitians migrant from Cable Beach area, but a lot of them have a status too. Status they have, that's mean like they cannot work for some employee, but they legal. So the government have to do something about it. If someone have a work permit, you listen?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
If someone have a work permit, can that person get a work anywhere, or that person have to work for basically the person who signed the work permit for?
Right. Okay, Smith. So you are still on, Smith. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to take you right back after this break. Okay, guys, you are listening to Guardian 96.9 FM. We will be right back after this break. Seye, epi chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pou radiografi ou. Tale, se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous rezultat. Sa vle di, entre, soti. Si test depi stajou moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la menm. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, can't scrape experience. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music grill,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Rankin Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your buddy Jerez.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd,
One drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Guardian 96.1. First News, Smart Talk all day. I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure. For those who just tuned in, again, I'm talking about immigration, making sure that whoever is in the country is here the proper way. That's it, period. OK? Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir. Tout le monde qui fait un branché konya ou branché à Guardian 96.9 FM. Côté n'a parlé de immigration. And I do have my co-host who's on the line, who's going to talk about his he was on the line before I went on the break, and he was talking about his experience, and he is live at Calvary Haitian Baptist Church, where they're celebrating their 52 years of church, I guess, of service. Smith Joseph, welcome back to Let's Talk Together. Bienvenue.
Merci, Lady T. Oui, c'est ça. Eh bien, après-midi, c'est ton plaisir pour Let's Talk Together te déplacer. Émission à s'installer, nous, c'est yeux communauté, c'est oreilles communauté. Et merci pour parce que vous t'avez déplacé nous pour nous faire convaincre ça. Et vous avez bien recevoir nous et parce que tu as prêché à aller prier pour les médias dans la communauté haïtienne vivant au Bahamas. C'est qu'il t'a prié pour que nous capables de réunion pour nous gagner radio côté que nouvelle haïtien capable passer un petit jambi bien et nous encourager ou même les dits qui font travail exceptionnel dans la communauté haïtienne et communauté béhémé en tout cap supporter leur jeunes demain si Dieu veut les nous même nous pas là encore gagner une marche à suivre c'est tout ça il t'a prêché jodi a jeunes yo demain si Dieu veut c'est yo pour le fêter 104 ans. Nous-mêmes, nous ne nous parlons encore. Et dans 52 ans encore, l'Église a pris 104 ans. Moi-même, avant, nous ne nous parlons encore. Mm-hmm. Mais nous avons besoin que des jeunes, que des gens qui fait le même travail que nous faisons et le même travail que nous faisons pour gagner un travail. Ça continue à faire.
Vraiment, belle parole. Et. Je connais Haitian Calvary Baptist Church, c'est une église qui était là longtemps, mais je connais déjà 52 ans. So, je dis congratulations encore à 52 ans. Mais vraiment, je dis, un peu le monde est sorti, un peu le monde célébré avec un grand Jean, ou c'est un monde qui était déplacé comme média. Et c'est ça, nous respecter avant, nous aimer avant, ou pas la même.
Vous connaissez la communauté, c'est ça. Depuis 10 ans, les dits, vous reconnaissez même quand on travaille, notre travail. C'est que vous même vous faites même bagaille là, et nous faisons ça lié. Là, nous travaillons pour le bien de la communauté haïtienne.
Yeah, ou pas la même travail, et c'est ça, moi même avant, et je souhaite que dans quel point de bagaille communauté haïtienne a fait pour toujours changer. Vous comprenez, vous ne pouvez pas changer nous tous, vous ne pouvez pas changer, mais vous ne pouvez pas changer là. Mais c'est pour changer pour travail ou à faire, ou là, ou supporter. Ou by power là ou toujours fait gratis et même tout dans ce que communauté haïtienne ta yo même yo ta supporter media yo plus
bon les dit si sont supporter à nous pas jeune ça en nous garder nous gaper le business haïtien dans communauté là qui est capable supporter ça qui n'a fait mais ouais l'or au moment c'est pas ça qui lié mais ça pas fait nous décourager pour nous pas toujours continuer faire travail là parce que c'est nous qui faisons et nous là pour nous travailler, pour nous faire dans le nom de Dieu.
Yes, d'accord, avant vous finissez parler. So, je vous souhaite tout, vous comprenez, vous travaillez, vous voyez, mais vous n'avez pas à supporter, ça sont mauvais bagages, vous voyez, parce que si vous n'avez pas de voir, vous n'avez pas de nous pour dire nous, faire réclame ça pour vous, faire réclame ça pour vous. C'est vraiment, vraiment important. So, ça veut dire, vous voyez, vous tendez vraiment nous, vous courage nous, vous voyez comment appliquer dans la communauté haïtienne, vous voyez travail à faire et vous même gardez encore.
ou son papa la ou ye. De bon moun pa ou non bagay a fè, se pou yo rele pou yo mande so gen. Paske son bagay pou gen, si ou pa la.
E le titi, lò gade, an gade sa te pase e nan festival ki de genye a.
Mm-hmm.
Nou konen, mwen jwen nan pil kritik, gen moun zim, a yse dim pou gwo se bay sa fèt nan kominote a yse a. Men nan kote bay me epi pou nou. Pou pa gon moun ki tandel, e se nan live la, moun yo konen te gen bay sa nan Bahamas.
Yeah.
Men so pa important, nou
International Food Fest, yes.
Yeah, the Food Fest, yeah. So nou dwe supporte, a isi e Magdousa le diti. Nou gen 10 an debi nan fe sa. E Magdousa, nan fel nou pa gen gouvernement pe nou. Nou pa gen l'Etat isi pe nou. Nou pa gen l'Etat Bahamas pe nou. Mwen kwen se nan poch mwen, men Magdousa se nan poch mwen. A ki jou drava ben jou radio a.
Yes.
Paske mwen de kominote a. Ni yon bise sa kominote a ta ede nou. Jouska de tem pou kwa jen ed na yo. A we ta e mamita li te kowe en ba.
Mm-hmm.
Monsieur Nchichal ki gen ti nom blan.
Right. Well, m ta swete yo kontinye a bot isi po sa. Mwen li sell for terrorist diagnostics eno, ki toujou apè sell le ap mwen, se pa an yanko, but mdi bon di mersi pou sa. O kompon sa mabdou? Paske le a lo gen pou pe yi sou pocho, nan pocho, mte kon fey deja, se pou magay dosye.
Le di ti, I'm on live radio program, whatever station, listening everybody, tout moun tande. E mwen te kon ti bay save sou akont mwen. Nan 9 mwa, le malga de la dan, mwen jwen balance la negatif.
Wap jwenen, because on the radio is very expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very expensive, but you know what? I know God has something for me. That's why I continue to do what I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham never know his wife gonna have a child age 100 something.
Right.
But you never know. At last minute, God will send somebody in my way, in your way.
That's right.
God will send someone to bless me and bless you.
I tell you that.
That's why I continue doing the job with my faith, with all my heart. And I love my people. I love my Bahamian people. I love my Haitian people. I love everybody. When you see, I hear the Bahamian thing, say again, trust me, I'm a real Bahamian. Trust me. That's me. Yeah. No one behaving than me. I told you that.
No one more behaving than you. That's good. Well, as you should, because you are in the country, so that's a good thing.
Exactly.
I love that.
That's my country. I really fight for my country.
That's
so
right.
So I tell everybody. Yeah. That's why I invite everybody, tout monde, to come visit the Bahamas. Bahamas is a better place, nice place to come and visit. I invite everybody who listen to the show, come. Bahamas, where you can have a nice cook salad. Only country in the world you can find cook salad, Nassau, Bahamas.
And a nice radler. You know, my head like this. That's as far as I could go.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Lady G. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Let's talk together. I invite every mother's Haitian in this country. Please go to 7th Terrace, no, 4th Terrace. And Collins Avenue.
Mm-hmm. To do Carmichael? Carmichael?
Yeah, Carmichael too. Everyone who live in Carmichael area, you go to Carmichael. Everyone who live in the central area, you go to Fort Terrace. Check your breast. Early you know it, better for. Tout moun, anal cheke tete yo. Gen gason tou, kal cheke. E cheke pou gason pal pa 40 ans, al cheke pou postatou.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Put tout gason, every man who gone age 40, I beg you please to go check your prostate cancer. Please, early you know, it better for you.
That's true. So true, I just said it. And you know, they was running a special because, you know, this whole month is breast cancer awareness month, this October. And so they just have a few days left and, you know, Fort Terrace is running a special for the entire month. So Thursday would be the last day. That's the 31st. So they still have time to go by tomorrow, call and set an appointment to do so. That's very important.
Yeah, that's why if you could see me, Lady T, I'm all in pink today. All in pink.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah. Smith, we thank you. We thank you so much, Smith, for doing the coverage at Haitian Calvary Church. And tell Pastor Shea May, I said congratulations on doing an awesome job in the Haitian community as always. Thank you so much, Smith.
Thank you, Lady T. have a nice day and thank you for the honor of the radio guardian. Thank you for thank you the management. Thank you for everybody who coming together and make the radio guardian radio the way it is, number one radio in the Bahamas.
Period.
Thank you, lady. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Smith. Have a good night. Okay, guys, to everybody who was listening to Guardian 96.9 FM, who was listening, who was tuned in to Let's Talk Together, thank you so much, you guys. Have a beautiful Sunday, and please be safe, Bahamas. God bless you all.